Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back into the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer here with you on a frigid Tuesday. I don't know what's colder, the weather outside or the Buffalo Sabres on the road. The answer is the Buffalo Sabres on the road. All right, there's your terrible attempt at humor. And they play again tonight against Edmonton. Yay. The best they can do now on this road trip is 500, and I'll probably talk about that more in the final segment leading up to Sabres Live. But before I go into that, I do want to talk a little bit more about the college football playoff, and I do think that it is something that has been interesting. The response by Notre Dame has been interesting, not in a good way. 803-0550 the number to call. If you still want to talk about the Bills, we can always make time for that as well. Phone lines are open for the rest of the show as well. But the college football playoff has really intrigued me with how everything went with the selection process. You had BYU get punished for getting blown out in a conference championship game with the Big 12 by being moved down by a spot, and Miami moved up. Alabama did not suffer the same fate, and I didn't like that. The SEC bias is real, and what a surprise by that. I'm shocked, I tell you. But it turned into this chaotic notion of, all of a sudden, rules for thee, not for me, and Alabama gets to walk on in there as the 9 seed. Now, I'm not a Notre Dame supporter. I don't like the Irish. I think the school projects itself through football as this, we're better than you, so we won't join a conference. That's the attitude I pick up from it. So I don't like Notre Dame. I'm going to preface that. I also realize that as a Notre Dame hater, they got jobbed. And there's a bevy of avenues that you could take with this. Could be Alabama. Because if you're going to punish BYU, why wouldn't you punish Alabama for the same thing? Use the same consistent logic. Miami, that one they have the head-to-head, but Miami didn't even get to play a conference title game, and they're going to be the ACC's representative? Okay. Tulane and James Madison. I love an underdog story. I do. I really love an underdog story, and I do think that in March Madness, it's one of my favorite things to follow is the team that has no business destroying everybody's bracket and making everyone shred it up makes a deep run into the tournament. It's one of my favorite things to watch every March is if there's a seed that is making a run into the Sweet 16 that's like an 11 seed or like 9 seed so-and-so is heading to the Elite Eight. Awesome. I love watching that. A team punching above its weight class and showing that they belong. I don't know if football offers you the same capabilities. It is still a one-game tournament-style elimination, right? It's the same thing. All it takes is one good game for you to suddenly be on to the next round. It is the fact that the opponents, if James Madison and Tulane were to pull off an upset, are either Indiana for James Madison or Georgia for Tulane. And it's one thing if James Madison's to upset Oregon, that would be the biggest stunner of stunners in college football. We've seen weird things happen before. Of course, that's always the case. But tell me the Big Ten isn't trying to like make a little bit of an argument that, oh, James Madison should also be in here. We can get two of the non-Power 5 conferences in here. That'd be great, right? That's they'll totally compete against Oregon, and then the next thing you know, they're nudging elbows and giggling about it. Tell me the Big Ten isn't vouching for that, of like, oh yeah, James Madison should absolutely make it in over Notre Dame. I don't think that the college football playoff offers you a chance for feel-good stories. It doesn't. Because for a while, the college football playoff, when it was a four-team, it turned into the Alabama and Georgia Invitational for a while. It turned into this, it's just two teams that are going to be there, and they're going to be accompanied by the Big Ten championship winner and then somebody else. And that's how you get TCU losing 62-7. And the college football playoff moving to 12 teams was already too much. I think 8 was the better way to do it. If you wanted to expand it, 8 teams is better because then you don't have 2 or 3 lost teams going, oh, my chance at the national title was ruined. No, I'm not believing you. Stop. And Notre Dame turns into one of these teams. A 2-loss team. Yeah, those 2 losses were to fellow college football playoff teams by a combined 4 points. You still lost. You still had 2 losses, and you don't have a conference title to fall back on. But tell me, though, that the college football playoff is making the right decisions this year. I'm not really going to buy that. I don't know why Alabama's in. I do understand why Miami is, but I also don't. I was worried the ACC was going to be left out entirely, as a matter of fact, when Duke beat Virginia. So it left a lot of fanfare. But it also left the Fighting Irish on the outside looking in, and then the Irish went into some decision-making that doesn't make me feel bad anymore. Notre Dame's response has not been great. I don't like how they've been going about this. I don't like suddenly going ahead, taking your ball, and going home. Notre Dame is the biggest highlight of 10 teams that have declined bowl invitations this year, and there are plenty of reasons that have been going on throughout for a lot of them. Iowa State and Kansas State were fined by the Big 12 for skipping their conference title games. Iowa State and Kansas State are also going through coaching changes. Matter of fact, Iowa State's was late. Matt Campbell accepts the job at Penn State after the Nittany Lions took forever to find their guy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
But Iowa State, Kansas State, they're punished by their conference. Auburn is a team that's going through a head coaching change, and they decline their bowl invite. Notre Dame is not going through a major change. Notre Dame is just a team that had the door slammed in their face. They're showing their disapproval of it, but they're taking their ball and they're going home. Where I think the better idea is, play fellow rejected team BYU in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Mostly because you have a chance to beat BYU and then go, you left the wrong team out. You have a chance to go, you made a mistake with the committee, and really make it blow up in their face. Especially if we see Tulane and James Madison get worked around, or if Alabama trips up in the first round against Oklahoma. There's a real opportunity there to make the committee look bad. Instead, I don't want to say that you validate them, but you definitely didn't hurt them because of this. You're hurting yourself. It's almost as if you're trying to, like, you see a kid pulling a tantrum in the middle of a grocery store. Notre Dame got jobbed out of this. I will say that. They're also proving the committee to be right by how they're responding. Because they don't have a chance to put it on tape that they were wrong. All they're doing is talking, instead of proving it on the field that they should be the team that was put into the playoff. BYU has that mentality. But this is Notre Dame with their, we don't want to join a conference in football, having that better than you mentality again. And I get why at this point they have a licensing deal with the broadcasts with NBC. They make more money than they would joining a conference. That's fine. I understand that portion of it. But you also can't be too mad at a conference that most of your sports teams are in, by the way, in the ACC. You can't then get mad at the ACC for championing for a team in football that is in their conference. You can't take your ball and walk away. You make everybody look silly instead. That's how you're supposed to do it. And it almost even could send the message that, oh, if I don't get the results that I want, then I'm just leaving. I'm out. I'm not going to fight for it. I'm not going to try to prove them wrong. I'm just out of here. I'm done. And that might be the most boomer take I might have. But I still think that it is. Notre Dame looks the eyes of adversity, of denial, or not of denial, of rejection, and they decide to just walk away. Instead of doing what you always should do when you are faced with rejection, which is fight back for it. Or prove them wrong. And they had a chance to do that with the other team that was rejected in BYU. And they didn't. for the 10 teams that have skipped out on bowl games, that it's very concerning for college football. And there are a litany of reasons. I mentioned the teams that are going through coaching changes. Well, that said, I don't know where the excuses are because James Madison, Tulane, and Ole Miss have coaching changes. They're in the college football playoff. They're going to fight through because they have to. They're not declining that. But to say all bowl games are meaningless is also just objectively not true. It is a chance to do something that 11 of the 12 teams in the college football playoff don't get. End your year on a win. And that's where I think Notre Dame got it wrong. You had a chance to end the year on a win. Instead, everyone's going to look at you walking away as a loss. It may not be a loss on a result on a scoreboard, but it's a loss. It's not the right decision. It's one that you can look at and go, yeah, okay, see, go join a conference, nerds. It's that they're mad at the damage that was done by the ACC. A conference has a loyalty to its members. And I said this yesterday. It was a quote from Game of Thrones, and I really like the idea of this. A man without friends is a man without power. Ultimately, that's where Notre Dame's independent status goes and backfires on them. It's how they feel like there was damage done by the ACC. I understand why Notre Dame is independent. I don't like it, but I understand it. It is for their own survivability, their own profit, and they're able to take that money, pump it back into the program or back into the college itself. But when you don't have the backing of a conference, it can come back to haunt you. And it did here. And Notre Dame does not end their year on a win when they could have a chance to do it. It's tough. But I don't see why you don't go and play that game and prove the committee wrong. Are you scared that you might lose to BYU? Is that it? I don't think that's it. It's a weird decision to me. I don't like it. I don't think that it was one that they should have gone through with. And they're not alone though. I think these teams that are declining bowl games, 5-7 Rutgers declined a bowl game invitation. You're Rutgers. Go play the bowl game. Get the money for it and go play the game. I don't know where Rutgers thinks they can get away with declining bowl invitations, but I mean, we're also in that world now. The other teams that skipped out, Florida State, Baylor, UCF, Kansas, Temple, all declining bowl games. And when players skip out on them, it causes a lot of like negativity within those fan bases of, oh, you're just sitting out of the bowl game. There's still a lot of meaning to college bowl season, and I think that the college football playoff, as Jeremy said it, caused damage to the bowl season. And it is for the worse. Can they fix it? Who knows? But right now, college football is in a little bit of a mess. And I wish Zachary Jones was here to sit and talk with me about this because he's our college guy. He's our college sports guy at the entire station. There's nobody I would rather talk college sports with than Zach. But he is enjoying sunny Florida, and I'm not, and we are not. Well, depending on where you're listening, maybe you are enjoying sunny Florida. I don't know. But it's cold here. And we'll wrap up the show here in cold Buffalo. Last segment of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up next here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.